My name is Katia Aurelian, KETSIAURELIAN. This dictation is for Tina Jordan, TENAJORDON. This patient was referred by Dr. Beltry for CKD3A evaluation and acquired absence of kidney. Period. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with obesity, as well as loss of renal mass secondary to right nephrectomy in 2009 due to right kidney cancer. Period. Period. The most recent labs reveal a BUN of 12 from 11, creatinine of 1.25 from 1.38, and a GFR of 51 from 43. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and no signs of proteinuria. However, there is no available labs to determine whether there is selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient has a history of cystitis but denies any urinary symptoms at this time, period. We recommended that she follows a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as a decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys, period. She is not currently taking any nephrotoxic regimens such as NSAIDs, period. She denies any hematuria or any urinary symptoms, period. She states she is taking Farxiga 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, which is very beneficial towards the kidneys, the cardiovascular system, as well as weight loss, period. She denies undergoing any chemotherapy or radiation therapy for her past cancers, period. She also has a history of sinus and left node cancer, which have resolved, period. The most recent CAT scan dated 4/8/21 revealed a normal left kidney with no evidence of stones or hydronephrosis, period. We will order a renal ultrasound to compare and also CKD labs to assess the trends, period. Based on the medical records, the patient does not appear to have active kidney disease. However, we will need the results of the urine protein, spot urine creatinine, and as well as spot urine albumin to determine if there is any proteinuria, period. For the cystitis, the patient should follow up with her ECP for further evaluation. Period. Next line, single left kidney. As previously stated, the patient has a history of right kidney cancer and had a right nephrectomy in 2009. Period. Next line, obesity. Per the patient, she has lost a tremendous amount of weight over the past year or so. She used to weigh 350 plus pounds, and now is down to about 221 pounds based on today's weight period. We encourage her to continue losing weight. She is currently taking phentermine, phentermine, for weight loss. We usually don't recommend administration of phentermine due to the risk for high blood pressure. However, the patient's blood pressure is stable and she does not suffer from hypertension. Based on the latest echo completed on 4/8/21, which reveals no LVH and an EF of 60 to 65%, period. Next line, obstructive sleep apnea. She is currently taking on CPAP. She's currently using a CPAP machine. Next line, coronary artery disease, which is stable. She follows up with her cardiologist. Next line, PTSD, next line, anxiety / depression. Next line, seizures. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and renal ultrasound results. And